Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. The ghouls and goblins will be out tonight, and the candles and the jack-o'-lanterns will be burning brightly. The Halloween season has put me in the mind to look at scary traditions and relate them to some common gardening ideas and misconceptions. So here goes Halloween in the Garden. Beware the full moon. Some gardeners still subscribe to the idea that the phase of the moon has a profound influence on the way plants grow. So you have to plant seeds and plants based on the phase of the moon to have success. This idea has been around for a long time, but research simply does not substantiate it. The moon has an undeniable effect on the tides and living organisms, but planting in the wrong phase of the moon will not prevent a plant from growing and producing a crop. Focus more on providing the proper light, soil, water, fertilizer, and pest management. Expose it to the rays of the sun, and it will burn up. How many vampire movies end this way? A curtain is ripped from a window, allowing the rays of the rising sun to strike the vampire and burn it up. There's a common belief that watering plants when the sun is shining on them will burn them, but this is not true. You can water and wet the foliage of plants any time during the day without harming them in the least. Use garlic to keep yourself safe from evil. Gardeners often read that planting garlic in a garden will ward off evil insect pests. Unfortunately, garlic doesn't prevent insect damage to other plants when you simply plant it in your garden. One use that may have some effectiveness, however, is to make a solution of garlic and spray it onto your plants for protection. The smell of the garlic on the plant may confuse an insect that's trying to find the plant it likes to eat by its unique smell and taste. I want to drink your blood. There aren't any plants that will drink your blood, but blood does, however, provide an excellent fertilizer for plants. Blood meal, a popular organic fertilizer that is rich in nitrogen, is made from dried blood. It's a byproduct of the meat industry, when they drain the blood from the carcasses, they collect it and then dry it off. Now, actually, it might be fun to lure a friend into the garden one Halloween night and mention casually, as the moon passes behind a cloud, that you like to feed your plant's blood. You know, there's also situations where we have plants that don't do as well as we think they should do, and we think that there's some evil thing that's come in and taken over our plants. And we like to say they are possessed by some evil spirit. The plant won't grow the way you want it to do, no matter what you do for it. And so sometimes we get very frustrated with these possessed plants that either grow too big or don't grow at all. But honestly, folks, it's usually just a matter of selection and putting the right plant in the right place. There are no evil spirits out there. So to wrap things up like a mummy, let me say there are lots of gardening information out there that ranges from questionable to just plain wrong. Generally, if something sounds odd to you, check it out with a reputable horticulturist or a knowledgeable gardening friend first. Otherwise, you might get more trick than you get treat. Take care this Halloween and be safe. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.